This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When you are huge, it's tough to escape the attention of regulators. Last week, Apple's CEO Tim Cook faced questions about tax avoidance on Capitol Hill. Now, there's a report the European Commission is looking into whether Apple uses unfair tactics that hurt competition. Marketplace's European editor Stephen Beard is live in London. Stephen, what exactly is Apple being investigated for?
Well, the Financial Times is reporting that Apple is under investigation for allegedly trying to muscle rival smartphone makers out of the market by stitching up deals with the telecom operators, giving Apple and its iPhone an unfair advantage, for example, by perhaps insisting that the operators offer deals involving a very large number of phones. So the telecom operator has to spend more money marketing the service over the iPhone and subsidizing its services to iPhone users more than for users of other handsets. That's the kind of thing that would be illegal under EU competition law, and that's what the FT says is under investigation.
What the US calls antitrust. And what's been the reaction in Europe? Do people feel there's some substance to this?
Well, it's causing some surprise here. Mark Little of the Ovum Telecom Consultancy says the kind of contract that Apple insists on is pretty standard. But this news, he says, coming on the heels of last week's furore over tax, is going to dent the company's image unfairly, in his view.
Obviously, the markets are watching this, and probably, unfortunately, they will take some of this as a negative for Apple when it hasn't played out yet.
And he says the European Commission investigation is a little ironic since, according to Ovum's analysis, the iPhone is losing its dominance of the European market. He expects that next year, smartphones using the Android operating system made by companies like Samsung and Nokia will have double iPhone's market share.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard, thank you very much.